You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. This week, I'm speaking to Maria Smit from Brenthurst Wealth, of course. And there's an article that she authored that was put in onto BizNews, the financial website. And the title of the piece was as follows: What to do when you are retiring soon and the market's just crashed. With me is Maria. Maria, I suppose that you're sitting there one day and everything's going fine. The US stock market is at a record high, the JSE close to one, and you're thinking, okay, not long to retirement. Hopefully nothing goes wrong. And then something goes wrong. Did you get lots of calls?
Yes, I think I personally didn't get a lot of calls because most of my clients have been coached through market crashes already. They've been with me since 2020. But it is definitely a scary thought when you know you are close to retirement and you see your investment portfolio falling.
You say in your opening paragraph, and this is quite a startling statistic, according to the 2025 Allianz Life Retirement Survey, 64% of Americans now say they fear running out of money in retirement more than death itself. So you'd rather be dead than poor. That's what they're saying, which is a slightly strange, but it is a fear. And I imagine in South Africa, that 64%, if people were honest with themselves, it might be higher, Maria.
That's definitely a thing I think that's worse in South Africa, because in other countries like Europe, you at least have a bit of government support. In South Africa, the government help you get is zero. So in most cases, I think people would rather die than try and live off government subsidies because it's so little.
Yeah, again, very sobering thought. You say stay calm and don't cash out. But you say that with every single subject, and it applies to every single subject matter that is pertaining to personal wealth and looking after personal wealth. Don't panic. Don't cash out, because long-term markets usually, in fact, nearly always recover.
Yes. My colleague, Andre, always has this nice sentence that he says, history never repeats itself, but it does rhyme. And in this case, it's definitely the same. Markets crash, but most of the time they recover. Most events, like a new president that has been elected, he has shuffled things a bit. But at the end of the day, if you logically think about it, people are still going to need to buy food. They're still going to use Microsoft for their computers. Things like companies like that cannot just go bankrupt. So yes, they can drop a bit in value over the short term, but over the long term, they're still going to get their growth. So it's just about sticking to that. And a big thing is, if you don't have a financial advisor and you are stuck with your own emotions and you are focusing on this spot where your little graph just goes down and you don't know if it's going to continue going down or it's going to go up again. So in that instance, a lot of people think cashing out, I'd rather take it out now than lose any more. And then the next day, Trump cancels the tariffs and the market shoots right up. So that's just one of those things where, especially now, sticking to your plan is a lot more important than cashing out, thinking you are going to actually save yourself, because you're not. You're going to lose over the long term.
Quite right, too. And that's a quote from your colleague. It actually comes from Mark Twain, that history repeating itself. Very, very good book. If anyone wants to read any of his other comments, The Wit and Wisdom of Mark Twain. I'm going off at a tangent as usual, Maria. Understand your time horizon. You say it's nearer to 30 years than 3 years, surely, for most people.
Yes. So it's also not the best thing to, before retirement, decide, now I'm going to go completely conservative. I'm just going to go into interest assets where I get my monthly interest of, say, 6%, 7%. It's safe. At the end of the day, it's not safe, because you're not going to be able to beat inflation in 4 or 5 years' time anymore. So you have to stick to your plan. You have to realize that even though you are retiring in 3 years' time, you still have 30 to 35 years that you need an income from this investment. So yes, it could drop now. You're not going to draw everything now. You're not going to draw an income from the whole portfolio. So stick to your guns, stick to your plan. that part that did have a bit of a wobble when markets crashed, they will recover. We build an income side into every portfolio for you to draw an income from, where it's not exposed to the markets.
Okay, yeah, you've got this idea of world as build as well as building a buffer, you say, but also at the same time keep growing. So you've got to sort of split your money in this sense, because it says set aside 1 to 3 years of income in conservative income funds or money market accounts. In other words, stuff that's not going to shoot the lights out, but certainly not going to bankrupt you. And the second, keep it in a diversified portfolio that is going to grow. Now, yeah, 1 to 3 years. What sort of sums of money are we talking about here, Maria?
So when I say 1 to 3 years, you want to think about like your annual income. So 3 years annual income plus enough for emergencies. So let's say if you're planning on buying a new car in the next 2 to 3 years, you'll put that along with your monthly income calculation that you do. So sitting with a financial planner saying, this is the income that I need for the next few years. Put that in an income basket and put the rest in a growth basket. Every few years, you would then just scoop off the growth and put it into the income basket, giving your equity or your high-risk portfolio a chance to recover and a chance to grow. So you don't want to draw an income from equities, because then you are basically, if you are drawing an income from equities at a time when markets are down, you are basically realizing that loss.
Yeah, people that are drawing income from certain retirement products, like a living annuity, for example, just have a look at it occasionally, I think. Sometimes you should maybe just temporarily stop it, or at least reduce it during certain market periods, Maria. Is that wise? I mean, you don't have to withdraw the same amount all the time, for example.
Yeah, so sitting with an advisor every year during that time is so important. Every year, you get most platforms 3 months before it's your annual income review from your living annuity. You'll get a letter saying you can change your income now in the next 3 months. Go sit with your advisor. Go sit with different scenarios. If you see that this year markets didn't do as well, then don't take a increase. Or in most cases, what I see is we do a cash flow, and you have a direct line. So you say the portfolio is going to grow at 8 or 10%, and you're going to annually take an income, and it's going to increase by 6%. But what people don't realize is sometimes the portfolio does better, and you don't have to take an increase, because 4% from 1 million and 4% from 1.4 million immediately gives you an increase in your income without you actually increasing your percentage.
Yes. Exactly. You've got to be flexible in these matters, I think. And talking about flexibility, we go to being diverse as well. You've got to be flexible when it comes to your different asset classes and your different exposure to those asset classes. Diversification has never been more important than it has in 2025, Maria.
Yes, it's definitely one of the things I think a lot of people burnt their fingers on if they only had US exposure the last while. So having a bit of exposure in different asset classes, not just a certain equity, is so important. And that is something that the average person cannot keep their eyes on the whole time. So it's good to sit with someone who physically sits in front of the computer every day. We have a diverse bunch of fund managers that physically sit in that part of the world and do their research, and then we use their expertise to build your portfolio so that you have a diverse portfolio. You don't just have a one-man show where someone chooses 3 funds and you are basically overweight in US or overweight in China.
Very good advice. A crash. We've had a crash. We had a mini crash on the 2-3 days that it was occurring. It seemed to me as though it was interminable. But it wasn't, actually. It was just exactly what I said. 2 or 3 days, and a crash, as you say, is just a moment in time. But retirement is a very long journey, and it plods on and on and on. And you've got to look at both of those time frames in context. Yes, be scared and be slightly unnerved by what you see on your screen or on television, whatever it is, but retirement just keeps on going and rides over these potholes.
Yes, and In most of the cases, the people that went to conservative are the ones who regret it. I have seen portfolios where someone was just invested super conservative because they weren't comfortable with any volatility in their portfolio. And at the end of the day, they couldn't take increases that are in line with inflation anymore because their portfolio didn't allow it. So yes, those 2 to 3 days of uncomfortable, feeling uncomfortable, being stressed, phone your advisor. It's as simple as that. We'll just put it into logical terms and your emotions will be calmed down a bit.
If we go back to your first paragraph and your first point that you made, Maria, you said, stay calm and don't cash out. Now, what has just happened over the last 6 weeks is so, it makes that statement so pertinent because we are back to where we were before the tariff talk came along in the Rose Garden of the White House all those weeks ago, because the markets are now flat on the year, whereas the S&P was down 17%. So it's exactly what you said, but in a tiny little time frame. Maria, thank you very much for your advice as always. Maria Smith is from Brenthurst Wealth, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.